Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, my dear listeners? You are listening to the voice of the host from the coast, the fame and the fame, the man you trust, the man, the myth, and the legend, your great people. Play it now. You to follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/Will_Powell. That's capital W-I-L-L _ capital P-O-W-E-L-L _. And you can follow me on Facebook, of course, www.facebook.com/William.T.Powell. And read my column, DC Actors Examiner, at www.examiner.com/actors-in-Washington-DC/William-Powell, or just Google DC Actors Examiner. Also, follow me on LinkedIn by searching for William Powell Jr. So we have a fantastic duo of guests tonight. We've got Mr. Vincent Fiore, who's been on the show before. He's an actor and a chef extraordinaire, and director and actor Connie Lamont. And they've got this fantastic new show. It's a sort of like an interactive dinner theater. It's called The Wise Guy Kitchen, and it is a fantastic theater show. They've got dates coming up on March 20th at the Paper Moon, 1073 31st Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., and Friday and Saturday, March 22nd and 23rd at Via Roma, 310 Wells Avenue, way up in Providence, Rhode Island. So it's a very funny show. So let me bring in here. We got Connie, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Yay. Thanks for joining me tonight.
You've got both Vince and I.
Hey, how you
okay.
doing?
Hey, Vincent, how you doing there, man?
How you doing?
Good, man. Come diavolo sei.
Tutto bene, grazie, my good friend.
Excelente, excelente. Cominciano. Okay, so explain for my listeners exactly what the Wise Guy Kitchen is all about.
Well, it's the Wise Guy Kitchen was something that I developed, if you will, think of Emeril Lagasse and put him in the Bada Bing over at the Sopranos Social Club. It's a combination of both of us. Pretty funny, actually. And it started by accident. A friend of mine walked into my home one day. I was cooking Sunday dinner, and he said, hey, it smells like a wise guy's kitchen in here. And that's where it all blossomed, from that idea. And I turned it into, we did actually corporate events, doing just the Wise Guy Kitchen, putting on cooking demonstrations and telling a few mob jokes and watching a few mob movies. And from that, we developed our TV show with our producer, Jerry Moore. And Connie, who's a very dear friend and very talented director and actress, sat with me one day and said, hey, I got a great idea. Let's take portions of the cooking show and add some to it and turn it into a dinner theater. So I'm lucky. But Connie can explain that for you.
Well, I'm sure you know, William, that I've got 6 years of dinner theater experience with Joey and Maria's comedy Italian Wedding. And so when Vince was talking with me about his concept, I was totally seeing this as dinner theater. And I want to give a shout out because we actually hired two professional writers who did our script for us, and they really did a fabulous job. So I want to thank so much Michael Brennan and Chris Mueller who wrote the script for us. And
Michael Brennan, who by the way does such a good job that I gave him a mob nickname. We call him Mikey Pencils.
Yeah, anyway, that's where the dinner theater came in. So.
Okay, that's fantastic. Yeah, I know that's something you see in those mob movies. If like if the guy has a big nose, it's Johnny Big Nose. If he's I don't know if he's got little feet, they call him Billy Little Feet or all that. But you know, never say that to their face. You know, it's like Bugsy Siegel. You never say that. Never say their nickname to their face. You can be in a lot of trouble. You'd be in a world of hurt.
It depends on the nickname.
Okay, let me set the mood here. I'm gonna hit y'all with this. So just put some background music here to set the mood right here.
Oh, okay, good. You like background music.
I don't know if you can hear it back there. I don't want to make it too loud. It might drown us out. I know I got drowned out at the beginning of the show there. Put a little background music right there. I'm sure you recognize it. So, how many cities are you gonna? You think you're gonna hit this year?
Well, what we're trying to do is we're going to start out in D.C., head out to Rhode Island. From Rhode Island, we're going to a couple of locations in Maryland. We're doing Laurel and Silver Springs, Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland. Headed out to Philly, going down to Jersey, Tom's River, New Jersey, Jersey Shore, Ocean City, Maryland, parts of New York, Long Island, and then we are hoping that we're able to end the summer with a 4 to 6 week engagement up and down Florida. You know, we got a lot of Italian and Jewish wise guys that retired and went down to Miami, so we want to chill out for a few weeks.
Wow, that sounds like a plan. That sounds like fun. Okay, so let's talk about the cast. How big is the cast and who's in the cast?
Okay, we have 9 members in our cast, and basically we have a combination of local and New York actors. Now, do you want to know their character names, or do you want to know who they are, or both?
How about both?
All right. Well, let's start out with, obviously, we have Vince playing Vincenzo Palazzo, who is the chef of the Wise Guy Kitchen. And my character is Sophia Palazzo. I play the chef's wife.
Okay.
And then we have our crew that is, of course, videotaping the cooking show. So we have Joey Pictures. That's played by Maryland resident Brent Bauer. We have Sammy the Sound Man. That's played by a Virginia resident named Jerry Moore.
Uh-huh.
And we've got a very sexy, beautiful Nina, who is, what's Maria's last name?
Maria Varela.
Right, by Maria Varela. And we've got the crew, the Wise Guy crew, that's Uncle Carmine, being played by the very talented and funny Bob Christie.
Oh, okay. And,
yeah, everybody knows Bob. And then we've got, who am I forgetting, honey? We've got
David DiLorenzo. He's a stand-up comic with over 20 years' experience. He played with some of the greats like David Letterman and Dennis Leary and a host of many others. And that's David DiLorenzo, and he plays Frankie the Pig, who happens to be an undercover cop.
And he's hilarious. He totally keeps us in stitches.
And we have Michelle.
Right. We have Michelle Hernandez. She's from New York, and she's doing a fantastic job playing the role of Maria. She's kind of a street tough girl who really has something to prove and wants to be a part of the crew.
Okay.
And, of course, we have the entire audience who are actually a part of what goes on for the 3 hours of the performance. So it's very interactive, and some of the audience members are going to get involved one way or the other.
If you're not.
Yeah, if the audience tries to opt out, they get pulled back in, huh?
that we have Mark Glenn. Mark is from New York. He's got a beautiful singing voice. He's also got some nice film credits and stage experience as well. And he plays part of Tony Knuckles, who's a former boxer.
And we have Reagan Porter. Reagan Porter, also a New York City actor, who plays Matthew, who is one of our assistant production managers during the performance. And I really kick him off because I don't know how to say Matthew. I always call him Mateo.
Mateo.
That
is
so
cool,
Mateo. Yeah, you don't like me calling him Mateo, that's for sure. He hits me with his Pilates.
Yeah, right. And I know that a lot of the cast, I think they probably have to have like a New York dialect. So I guess that's why you had to cast a lot of New York actors.
You know, we actually had to bring in a woman who's actually very famous for teaching dialect, and she's one of our DMV people, and her name is Sally Anderson. She actually teaches dialect at Shenandoah University, and she came in and spent an evening with us working on our New York, New Jersey dialects with the cast. Obviously, to some of our cast, it comes very easy, but to others, it's a little more difficult. And, you know, there's a real art to learning it. It's a science. It's kind of like having to relearn how to speak English.
I thought we were doing Brooklyn.
Yeah, that could be a challenge. I mean, I've done work before where I've had to do a Cockney accent, Christmas Carol, and I did a Southern accent before, and it's a real challenge. You got to think about every word.
Well, I don't know. For me, you know, I did Joey Maria for 6 years, so talking like that just kind of came easy, and I don't even think about it. You know, of course, now Vince.
I kind of rub off on them every day for some reason. They tell me I have a New York accent. I don't think I have anything.
Yeah, it's kind of unfair.
Okay, so now Vincent, now what's your budget for all that food?
What's my what?
Your budget for all that food, man.
Whatever falls off the truck.
Okay. We won't go to details there.
So, you know, we're actually, the whole show that we're doing, the dinner that everyone's getting, all the audience members, it's a really nice Italian dinner. You know, people will start out with some garlic bread. They'll get Caesar salad or a nice tossed salad. We'll have a nice pasta dish, you know, maybe a rigatoni bolognese or a penne vodka sauce. You'll have a choice of, you know, for example, maybe a nice chicken parmesan, or if they're vegetarian, maybe an eggplant volatini. Everybody, of course, will get a nice piece of Italian wedding cake and a nice cup of coffee. It's going to be a really good show.
You're making me hungry there. You're making me hungry.
I know, me too, right?
I don't know. You guys are always hungry for Italian food. I'm always hungry for Chinese. I don't know.
Yeah. William, that's it, I swear. With Vince, he's always saying, you want to go get Chinese?
Well, because I can cook Italian. Chinese is, I tried to make chicken chow mein one time. I put little meatballs in it. It came out great.
Yeah, the mix of styles there, East meets West, huh? Well, hey, it was it Marco Polo who allegedly brought back pizza from China somewhere? So I don't know. Maybe you're on to something there.
He actually brought back spaghetti.
Spaghetti, that's what it was. Okay, spaghetti, I got you. So now, Connie, I think I read somewhere, did you still have auditions February 23rd, or did I read that wrong, or...?
Yeah, we did hold auditions. We actually held two separate auditions, 23rd and I think maybe a week later. We're actually still going to be speaking to the members for our B cast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're going to do that probably in New York City.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay.
We'd love to have some of the folks who are from this area, if they want to come up to New York and audition, we would love that. But as we said, we've already held two auditions here, and being that we are a traveling show, we figured, you know, we've been here twice looking, you know, holding auditions, so now we're gonna head to the Big Apple.
So, Connie, I see a number here I do not recognize. I don't have a producer, so I'm going to read it out, 703-981-3224. So I'm going to bring them in and see if they have a question. So let me see if we can make this work. Okay, 703-981-3424. Hello, do you have a question? Who's calling?
Hi, my name's Anne, and I do have a question.
Okay,
I think this dinner theater sounds really fun, but I was just wondering, am I really going to learn how to cook something special, or is this just dinner theater, you know, and a show? You know what I mean?
No,
is it also a learning experience?
The way we're doing the show, if you had a chance to watch my cooking show called The Wise Guy Kitchen, it's right now in this area on local cable as well. And if you go to the website, thewiseguykitchen.com, you'll see some trailers up there, some episodes up there. We're definitely putting on a cooking show. Part of the dinner theater is interactive with the audience while I'm doing the cooking show on the center stage. So, yes, to answer your question, yes, we'll be learning some new and exciting dishes, but you'll also get to watch a pretty funny show with the actors interacting with the audience. And, you know, you never know. You might get picked on to come up and help me cook.
Oh, that sounds great. Sounds like lots of fun. I can't wait to get my friends involved and come and see it. We'll be looking for... do you guys have a website or something that I can go to?
It's the three W's, you know, the www.thewiseguykitchen.com. You check it out. You'll see a couple of trailers of the TV show. There's some information up there about the dinner theater. And, you know, you can order your tickets online. Oh, and by the way, I forgot to tell you, starting Tuesday, we have a full line of Wise Guy Kitchen pasta sauces. We have
puttanesca,
vodka sauce, marinara, giardiniera. We also have Caesar salad dressing, balsamic vinegar dressing, all with the Wise Guy Kitchen logo, and of course, my face with my trademark sunglasses, the Wise Guy Kitchen.
Oh, that sounds really great. Well, thank you so much. I can't wait to meet you all in person and see the show. It sounds really fun.
What is your name, sweetie?
My name's Ann.
Ann. Well, when you come to the show, remind me that I spoke to you on the phone, and you can come up and you can help me cook my sausage. How does that sound?
I'd love that. Oh,
we're gonna hold you to it, Ann.
I'm making a Italian sausage at the show. I'm making Italian sausage with peppers and onions. You want to come over and do that?
That sounds great.
All
yeah,
right.
Well, Vince is a man of his word. Now we can hold you to it.
Cook his sausage. I don't know.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Hey, thanks
for
the call, Ann.
Sure. Bye bye.
All right. Okay. So now, Vincent. Now, what do you think makes this show unique and special, and even better than all the other cooking shows out there?
Well, you know, a couple of things. You know, I think all the shows have something special about them, every one of them. And I don't proclaim to be the top chef or the number one chef in the country. Hey, I'm a regular guy who grew up in an Italian family in Little Italy, New York. I grew up with my family. I grew up with another family in the street with my friends, and we used to cook together 2-3 times a week. And I think what makes it special is, you know, people watch shows and they come out with these fancy gadgets, and now you got to go out and buy the gadget to cut an onion. You know what? Let's cut the onion the old-fashioned way, the way our grandmothers cut it. You know, people look at these shows and, you know, it's 1 ounce of this and 2 ounces of that. You know what? We don't cook like that at home. We put a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And at the end of the night, you made a great meal. You had some fun, you know, some great laughs, some fun with some friends and family. You know, there's nothing better than having a nice meal, no matter what that is, Italian, Chinese, Jewish, it doesn't matter. If you have a nice meal at the table, surrounded by family and friends with a lot of laughs and good memories, that's what it's all about. And that's what I want to bring to the show. We cook with education, there's information, you're getting information about the products that we use, you're getting an education on how to make it, but we're also getting motivated to be able to enjoy this with our friends and family and have a good time, not be afraid to tell a joke while you're cooking. Cooking shouldn't be serious. It should be a lot of fun because eating is fun, and we have our memories, and that's what it's all about. And
let me interject something too, William. I think one of the things that should be said is, you know, there's so much emphasis right now with cooking shows on health and that kind of thing. This is more about just what this is saying. This is more about really just being together as a family, cooking something that's delicious and fun. You're not necessarily worrying about calories, you know, that kind of thing, because a lot of these recipes are delicious. I have personally eaten a lot of these things that Vince is talking about that he will be making during the show, and they are fantastic. And so, yes, while I try to be a healthy eater, there are going to be times where I'm going to enjoy myself, laugh and have a good time, and not focus on having to, you know, count every calorie I eat.
Yeah, you hear that, folks? Keep your diet books at home.
It's about having fun, William. It's about having fun. You know, I went to one of these chain restaurants a couple of weeks ago, and I was with someone who just wanted a grilled chicken. So they ate a grilled chicken on what they call them little sliders, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it, and there was nothing on it but a grilled chicken. So I went back to my my test kitchen, and we decided to make a grilled chicken with arugula, sun-dried tomatoes, and a little balsamic vinaigrette on the little sliders. But because they were so cute and little, you know, I named my food. I called it the Al Pacino. So everybody wanted to know why I called it the Al Pacino, because there was three of them, and I said, say hello to my little friends.
Oh, man.
It's all about having fun. So you can you can have that grilled chicken, but get a little creative. Put a little arugula in there. Let's have fun with it.
That's right. That's right, Vincent. I mean, life shouldn't be a drudgery and work all the time. I mean, you got to bring some humor to the game.
Right.
Al Pacino's. What's that, Connie?
I said, no, you have to have a good time. And I think that's so much about what the Italian-Americans are, you know, so known for, is great big family gatherings, lots of laughter, lots of fun, fantastic stories, and delicious food.
I think it sums it up.
I made a linguine with shrimp fried diavolo a couple of weeks ago for my 82-year-old mother. And she said, what do you call this, the John Travolta? And I said, why, Ma? She goes, because after I eat it, I want to go dancing.
Oh, wow. You're going to have some celebrities on your show before long.
Hey, man, you know, everyone's invited, man. Everybody's a celebrity, you know, from the housewife next door to the plumber down the street to John Travolta himself. Whoever wants to come is more than welcome.
Yeah, I plan to be at your show, actually, next week, the one you have on the 20th. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, good. We're glad to have you.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So now, Connie, describe the interactive aspect of the show.
Well, I think really, you know, what that's about is, you know, typically any of us can go to a dinner theater show where we're going to see maybe a Broadway show or, you know, something like that. But this is a show where the audience is involved, where the actors actually come into the audience in character and, you know, just kind of get the audience to participate. So as Vince was saying, we may have them come up. They might do some cooking, or we may sneak them into the show somehow. And you know, if they're game, we'll get them in front of the whole audience. If not, some people are a little more reserved. We'll just do some table work with them, where we sit and chat with them, you know, right there at their tables while they're eating, that kind of thing. Most of the people that, you know, at least from this area are very familiar with interactive dinner theater, and so they're going to know that they're going to participate. And it's up to them how much they want to participate. If they really want to get into it and come in character, they can do that. Or if they want to, you know, just more or less kind of enjoy watching other people do that, that's fine too.
Well, they can do whatever they want as long as they don't steal my provolone.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with Vinny's provolone, let me tell you, all right?
Yeah, you'd be wearing provolone shoes. So now let's talk about how long will the show go on? Is this something that's going to be indefinite or what?
Oh, yeah, we don't have an end date. It will go as long as we can go. You know, we'll just hope for a long run.
And speaking of long run, I mean, do you think you're looking for a TV deal eventually, or just going to just stay live, or how are you going
to
do it?
Well, there's two different concepts to our show here. You know, the Wise Guy Kitchen is the actual cooking show, and we are on some of the TV stations right now, not only here but in California, and my producer is working on with the networks on different cities and different states to run the TV show. So obviously, yeah, my dream would be you to turn on, you know, one of the major networks tomorrow and see me on it. Absolutely. And then a theater show, you know, we're having a lot of fun with it. We see it going in a lot of cities for a long time. But, you know, I have a lot of love and a lot of respect for Connie and as a friend, but also with her experience. So the dinner theater show's in her hands. It's her baby. She could do with it what she wants. I just show up to cook the tortellini.
Right. You know, we'll see how we'll see how we do. Being as the show has never been done before, we really don't. You know, we'll be working to perfect it. We've started with a very, very good script. Add to that some really talented actors and some very funny guys and gals and. You know, even as we're going through, because we've been in very intense rehearsals this whole week, we're learning things that work and some things that don't work. And so,
what are
some
of the things that work?
What are some things that work?
You have to buy a ticket.
Yeah.
I'm messing with you, Will.
What do you want me to do? Give it all away?
Okay, well, what's the things that don't work?
Besides, we might have to kill you.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
Yeah. No, but you know, there's things that are when you see them on paper and you read them, they seem funny. But when you act it out, it's just not as funny as you thought. So then you either you've got to either rewrite that or cut it from the script altogether. So you know, we're kind of in that. We really haven't had to do that too much. But we definitely have come up with some things.
I think a lot of it also is, you know, we're dealing with a lot of actors here, not only the local actors, but the New York actors, for example, and a few of them grew up in areas where I grew up in. So that timing, that sense of humor that we bring, we're bringing from our past experiences. You know, what happened to me in elementary school, you know, happened to one of the actors in elementary school. So it becomes a thing where we kind of just play off of each other, and it works very, very well. So we're bringing our New York neighborhood past experience to the table, and I think the local actors are picking up on it, and they're getting right into it with us.
So, William, another important thing to be said about this is that while it's interactive, it's also improvisational. So based on what Vince just said, there's opportunity for some very, very funny moments. Because a lot of the stuff is just, you know, off-the-cuff humor, and it's really hysterical. We were talking tonight about how are we going to keep a straight face when we're doing this, because we're laughing so much. And if I could tell you how hysterical our rehearsal was tonight, I can't. Never mind.
Well, I could tell them. I sent somebody to the pharmacy to buy a box of Depends.
Yeah, and you forgot to mention about the water all over the floor, but we won't go there.
Yeah, Vincent, we don't want you laughing so hard that you'd be trying to cut some onion something and lose a finger now. Come on now.
Right.
So, approximately how long is the show?
The show's about 2.5 hours long, you know, give or take a few minutes here or there.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of variables. We have, you know, with Vince cooking, he's cooking a pasta, then he's cooking an entree. So he's got, you know, couple of different times that he's actually preparing something, and that's going to, you know, that could go a little bit longer, or could be a little bit quicker, depending on what he wants to make. You know, and with, you know, improvisation and that kind of thing. But I would roughly say it's about 2.5 hours.
Okay. And, though, like, logistics-wise, are you bringing in all kinds of fancy cooking equipment, or you got to go to certain venues that are set up for it, or how does that work?
No, we actually bought all of our own portable cooking equipment that we have with us. We would set up a main table, just like you see, for example, on some of the cooking shows that go out to, news stations in the morning, like, you know, Good Morning Washington or Good Morning America, whatever. They don't really cook in a real kitchen. They bring the portable stuff. And that's what we're going to do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fantastic. So, Connie, let's switch gears a little bit. So what other projects do you have coming up? Or have you just put everything on hold?
Well, William, I have to tell you, this has really taken pretty much everything that I was doing and put it on hold, because Vince and I are working on this thing 24/7. We truly are. There's not a lot of time for anything else. Although, I'm always, working on my film, The Driver. And I'm going to have a teaser very soon, I'm really excited to say. Shannon Lanier did some shooting for me in November. And so I'm going to have a teaser to put out. And I'm excited about that project. I've got a couple people whose names I'm going to withhold at the moment, but that I'm working with here in the area, producers that everyone knows, that are excited and want to jump in. And I've got a little bit of money in the bank now, which is nice. That's something that's there, but it's hard to get to at the moment, because this being a new show, it's taking all of our energy.
So Vincent, what's that?
I said, and that's okay. You know, I think in order for this to be successful, it deserves that that time requirement and commitment.
Yeah, you got to really pour your heart and soul into it. So now, Vincent, I heard that you were shooting something up in New York City. What's going on up there, man?
Yeah, I've been cast in season 2 of a show called The Crew. Last year it was a web series, and this year it's getting picked up by some of the networks, so I'm excited about that. I play a hitman named Tony.
And,
imagine that. And it's directed by a young man named Tony Napolitano, and a fellow Italian. And it's a really, really good show. We had a lot of fun. I actually filmed in Howard Beach, New York last week, and I got to shoot some guns. So that was pretty fun.
That's cool.
You know, William, I forgot to say something that that I want to add, because I think it's very, very interesting. And that is that you asked me what project. I do also have another project going on, which is I am a co-writer on a project called La Casa Nostra, which is actually a novel that's been written by a woman named Gibby Palmeccio. And she's got Michael Brennan and I under contract to write the screenplay for that. So Michael and I have been working on that. And it's just kind of funny that between La Casa Nostra, The Wise Guy Kitchen, and The Driver, each one of them, not on purpose, is basically centered around Italian.
That's why we call you the godmother.
Yes. Yeah, Connie's an honorary Italian now.
Yeah, and also, William, in between all of this, I start filming in May a feature film called The Italians. I play the head of a family called the Carluccis, and I got word from the director just the other night that I'll be playing opposite a very talented actor named Keith David. So I'm excited about that, and, it's going to be a hard summer between the cooking show and the Wise Guy Kitchen Dinner Theater and everything else Connie and I have going on. But you know what? I don't think either one of us, yourself included, will want to do anything else. I mean, this is what we do for a living. We love it, and we'll have to find time to sleep.
That's right. Yeah, you can sleep when you're dead. Yeah, but yeah, Keith David. Yeah, he's fantastic. He's a great narrator. He's been everywhere. He's a fantastic actor.
Never met him, but I got a call the other night saying that it's in the works, and I'm excited about it.
Wow, that's great. So now let's switch gears a little bit. Now, Vincent, you don't have to go into detail, of course, but I'm curious, and I know a lot of my listeners are curious. You know, actors are really, in a lot of ways, we're entrepreneurs, and when you put together a project like this, we have, like, brain child and babies we want to bring to fruition. It all comes down to money. So now, what was your approach to funding this thing?
To the dinner theater show?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, you know, when we sat down and thought about doing the dinner theater as a spinoff to the cooking show, it was very exciting. You know, there was a lot of emotions involved. It was very funny. Doing it the right way, Connie had a great idea on how the show should pan out. And obviously, it takes money to do that. So, you know, I sat down with Connie and we went over the numbers, what it would really take to do this, what we would need and not need, and where would we find the money. And I decided, you know, I've worked long and hard for a lot of years. I decided that I did not want to go out and get investors. I did not want to find an executive producer to do this. I decided to fund it myself. And so I got lucky because, you know, Connie's been a producer and director for all these years, and all I had to do was pay for stuff, and I became the executive producer. I'm so happy.
Well, that's great because it gives
but honestly, I got to say, she does all the work. All I do is do what I do best. I go shopping, I go there, and I cook.
She gets mad at me about the money suspense.
What's that, Connie? Yeah.
I said, and he gets mad at me about the money he has to spend. I swear. I swear to God. I feel like I'm married to the guy.
Well, you know what? When I get, you know, William, she gives me a list of props that we need. Okay. I could understand microphones and speakers and pots and tomato sauce. But I'm looking at red high heel pumps, a black dress from Saks Fifth Avenue. The girl is going shopping. I don't know.
What?
Watch it now. Y'all are too much like a married couple now. Come on now.
Doesn't that sound like a regular prop to you? Come on. I gotta have my coach purse. Yeah.
Check out that accent.
Yeah, she's doing okay hanging out with me.
I'd be right in.
Well, it's great that you use your own money there because, you know, that gives you control. I mean, that's
I'm
great to be able to do that.
I'm glad he uses his money and not mine.
What's that now?
I said, yeah, I'm glad he uses his money and not mine.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because when we opened up the corporate account, they gave us two ATM cards, and I never saw one. I don't know. I think she's got both of them in her pocket.
I got to have one for my right pocket and one for my left pocket.
Oh, that's funny. That is so funny. So now, Connie, talk a little bit about screenwriting. Now, what's been your training in screenwriting?
Gosh, you want to know, this is really the truth. Let's see here. Back in, I want to say it was 2005 or 2006, I decided I wanted to write a screenplay. And I really was going to write a completely separate story than what I wrote. I ended up talking to a person who had just a fantastic story idea, and that's the story I went with. I never had written a screenplay before. But I've always loved to write. And, you know, it's funny because not long ago I found a notebook that I had from, I guess when I was maybe in ninth grade or something, full of all of these stories and things that I journaled and that kind of thing. And I treasure that right now. But So, you know, just the training that I had in school, I paid, you know, a lot of attention to, you know, I don't know, just what it takes to put a good story together. When I sat down to do the screenplay, I, you know, I really thought about my characters first. I put together an outline. And I don't want to take all the credit for it, because I also had, you know, I co-wrote that screenplay with Michael Brennan, who he and I have done several things together, and he's really fantastic. But so in areas where I was weak, you know, he was able to, you know, he was really able to come in and you know, and straighten me out. But I do have the whole story put together, and this thing that I'm doing now, I'm really excited about, because it's a lovely story, and anybody can buy it. It's a book called The Cosa Nostra. You can get it through Barnes & Noble. The woman who wrote it is 82 years old. Her name is Gibby Palmeccio, and she is lovely. I adore her. Hmm. And I've really become very, very close to her in this past year and a half that she and I have been discussing her book and becoming very, very close friends. And anyway, so, you know, so Mike and I are working on the screenplay. We have to have it done by July, so.
Very good.
I don't go around saying I'm a screenwriter. I don't, you know, just kind of these things kind of fall into my lap. And I would go out and look for something to do as a screenwriter. But the stories that I have written so far are stories based on something that I'm extremely passionate about. And I think that's what has made them successful.
I have a question for you, Connie.
What?
When you write, do you use a pen or the computer?
I don't even use a pen. I use a pencil.
Oh, because I got a bill in the mail today for a Mount Blanc pen. I thought maybe that was funny.
Oh yeah, that was me, baby.
Oh man, that's a good setup. I could tell that's gonna be a fun show. Y'all have a great chemistry and an energy right there. I mean, that's gonna be a really hot show.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think maybe I should get married to her, because right now she owns 90% of everything I do. So if we got married, it'll be a 50-50 split. I'll be better off.
No, honey, what's yours is mine, and what's mine is mine.
Yeah.
Everything is mine.
Wow, that's going to be a fantastic show. You guys are going to have some great success. Now, before I let you go, Vincent, man, I got to ask you, where in the world did you get that shirt with the Rat Pack on it? I want one of those shirts, man. That's a cool shirt. Where do you get that shirt from?
What size are you?
I'm an extra large, 48 long suit size.
You sure you want to tell that to all your listeners what size you are?
Ain't no shame in my game.
Listen, I'm gonna call my friend Louis Three Fingers back in Brooklyn, and I'm gonna get you one of those shirts.
Oh man, that's too sweet, man. Well, thank you, man. That's fantastic. Thank you. Grazie mille.
My
last show, I wore that shirt. I was so proud of that shirt. I had just gotten it, and I picked on an audience member to come help me cook. Do you realize that this young generation, this girl did not know who the Rat Pack was? She thought they were exterminators. I said, do you know who the Rat Pack
was? William, it's the God's honest truth. She did not know who Frank Sinatra was.
That's pitiful.
Sammy Davis Jr. That's
pitiful.
There. She didn't know anybody.
Oh, man.
When I asked her, do you know what a Rat Pack is? She said, no. I had all my basil in the glass with the water and all wilted.
Oh, man, that is pitiful. That is pitiful. And it's inexcusable now. I mean, they have apps on smartphones now. If you're listening to, like, something on the radio or... The smartphone can pick up the song and then tell you who made it and the lyrics and everything. It comes right up on your phone. I mean,
even
if you're young, it's no excuse.
That's right. I mean, all the music that people listen to today had to start from somewhere. And
right.
It started way back in the day, man. And, you know, Look, I'm not going to knock anybody's music, but I kind of would like to understand what I'm listening to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, it's just like, it's amazing. The kids now, it's just like no sense of history or anything. It's terrible. It's really something else.
Right. But at the Wise Guy Kitchen, we will have none of that. There'll only be Rat Pack music playing. That's it.
What's
right.
up? That's fantastic. It is
fantastic. That's the good music.
Yeah, the good music. Yeah, Perry Como and Andy Williams and going on back, all back in the day.
Our MC, David DiLorenzo, has quite a nice voice, so he will be singing some songs for us. And we also have some musical numbers in the show.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Talk a little bit more about those.
Well, I don't want to say too much other than, you know, we do get people up out of their seats. We try to get the entire audience involved. And, you know, we did say it's interactive. Some of it is meant to be very funny, and some of it is meant to just give people an opportunity to get up and dance. So,
well,
yeah.
This show's going to be hit, folks. This show is, it's already, I can just feel the money it's going to make and the fun you're going to have. I mean, it's just.
Please don't buy that some more.
That's it. It's a more, man. What can I tell you?
Yeah. Right.
Wow. I'm really excited. I'm really excited for you guys. It's going to be fantastic, and it's going to be just. Amore, it's just going to be love. It's just going to be...
Well, good, man. I hope a lot of people show up for it.
Right.
And if they want to buy tickets, they can meet me in the back entrance with cash. And don't tell Connie that they bought the ticket. Everybody said, I'll let them buy it.
Okay, we have to come back there with a little envelope, right? Hand you a little envelope very discreetly, folks. And, hey, what can I tell you? Well, it's really been a pleasure. So before I let you guys go, let me have you guys put out there your schedule, I guess probably the next couple weeks, and websites and prices and times and all the logistical stuff.
Sure. We're going to be in the Paper Moon in Georgetown, D.C. on the 20th, Via Roma in Providence, Rhode Island on the 22nd and 23rd. And then we are going to be at the Marco Polo in Vienna, Virginia, I believe on the 13th and 14th, and on the 19th and 20th of April, we will be in Virginia Beach.
Right.
Okay. And what's the show start times?
They start at 7 and doors open at 6. We give people a whole hour to buy their Wise Guy t-shirts, the Wise Guy tomato sauce, switchblades, you know, all that good stuff.
The men can smoke Wise Guy cigars.
Oh, yeah. We also got supreme premium Dominican cigars. Made especially for the Wise Guy Kitchen.
Oh, man, that's sweet. You guys have thought of everything. This is like, I'm just getting more and more excited. I mean, I knew it was going to be a high-class production, but you guys just got me really excited about this.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you how the cigars taste. Connie won't let me smoke them.
Yeah, I smoke a cigar every now and then, so I have to check you out there. Oh, wow. That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
William, you know what? We forgot to mention something really important, and that is that we've given you our Wise Guy Kitchen schedule, but we also should mention that the TV show will be making live appearances at the Iris Lounge every Monday night, starting Monday, April 22nd in Tyson's Corner. So we will be there. This will be doing a live cooking event, probably from 8 to 9 p.m. That will be Italian night, and it will be every Monday night at the Iris Lounge, which used to be
East City.
So,
right, but we'll open at 5 for dinner from 5 to 10. But the filming of the live show is from 8 to 9. But people could come in at 5 o'clock and start munching away.
Right.
Well, all I can say is you guys have really thought this out, and I'm really excited. And this is one of the reasons why I do this radio show. It's just, it's really heartening to see folks in the DMV area especially just come up with a concept, put it all together, and execute it to the max, and it's really going to be exhilarating, I think.
Well, we appreciate that, you know, and we put a lot of thought into it. And one last thing, you know, the tickets, people can buy their tickets for general admission. They can sit wherever they like in the banquet facility. But at every performance, we have what's called the Don's table. It's a VIP table. They sit right up front with me where the action is, and they get to taste what I'm making right there on the spot.
No, that sounds nice.
Right. Now, did you wanted to know the ticket prices?
Yeah.
Right, $45 to $65. $65 is the Don's table.
All right, it works.
And $45 for a regular ticket.
Right, $45 for a regular ticket. That includes the show and a four-course dinner, and $65 for the VIP seat. And they get to sit up front where the action is and come and help me cook and enjoy being at the Don's table. My phone's
ringing.
Is that Pacino?
Who's calling? Oh, no. It's his daughter. Anyway, but, so we're really excited, and we really do hope, that people will come out and, join us, participate, and have, just a fantastic time. Bring their friends.
All I can say is fantastico, excelente. I mean, this is just awesome. Okay, so I think we've covered all the ground. I just want to thank you guys for coming on again. I'm definitely going to have you on the show again. Probably, I don't know, we'll talk, but probably, in the next couple months or so. It's always a pleasure to talk to you guys. You just really, and I can tell you have a lot of good chemistry together, too. So I definitely want to have you on again.
Thank you. We definitely have to have you as our guest.
Yeah, we have to have you come to one of our shows as our guest, and I'll hook you up with one of those Rat Pack shirts.
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
of course. Well, like I told you. Yeah, like I told you, I was going to come to the one next week, the one on the 20th.
Okay, cool.
Oh, well, good. We'll make sure that Nina pays you a visit.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let me get off this phone before I get in trouble.
All right, then, William. You have a good night, my man.
Yeah.
Okay, my man. Okay, grazie mille. Grazie mille. Arrivederci.
Arrivederci. Ciao.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, folks, so I've got a quote here, a quote from my man Bill Cosby, who said, "In order to succeed, your desire for success should be greater than your fear of failure." Good night.
A pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
When the moon hits your eye like a
that's amore.
Bells will ring,
ding-a-ling-a-ling,
ding-a-ling-a-ling,
and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bella, Vita Bella, hearts will play,
tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella.
Lucky fella.
When the stars make you drool just like pasta puzzle,
that's amore.
That's amore.
When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's